The peace of the Lord be unto you all. Onyame asumdwe enka mu nyina. It is time to listen to the word of God. So people of God, let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, please, you can be seated. All of you be seated. Almighty and everlasting Father, Father, we thank you, we give you glory, we give you praise. As we went to sleep on our beds, we didn't know where we are. But by the grace of God, here we find ourselves coming to listen to your word. Lord, please use me as a vessel to speak to your people. I know it is something spiritual that I am bringing into the physical. So, Father, use your servant as you desire. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, all demons. And Lord, I say, Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, take control and speak to your people. Amen. Now, today, I'm speaking to you on the theme, set your heart on things above. Set your heart on things above. Please. Today, I'm speaking to you on the theme, set your heart on things above. Set your heart on things above. Ma wokuma enhwehwɛ nneɛma a ɛwɔ soro. Let me ask this question. Do you know about the future? All of us here, this question is for us. Do we know about the future? Some people will want to know about the future. Others, out of fear, will not want to know about the future. And now let me ask this question. Suppose the Lord God Almighty has blessed me with a unique word of knowledge, so I can tell you actually your day of death. And at the end of the service, I stand at the exit door and I want to whisper into your ear the day that you die. How many people want to hear? At least you can hear that, so you can celebrate it as you celebrate your day of birth. Would that not be right? Now, there are three ways that people normally try to know about the future. The number one is that people try to read their horoscope, zodiac sign, or they read their stars. You know, about 3 out of 10 of every average man read their stars every day. And about 7 out of 10 of every average woman read their stars every day. But this star reading, horoscope, and other things, they are just about 5% accurate. Only 5% accurate. Now, the second way to know about the future is the way of scientific deductions. Is the way of scientific deductions. That is, in the universities, there is a department called the futurist. When you go to Massachusetts Institute of Technology, you find a department of the sort. Futurists. They try to look at the rate of population growth, the availability of energy resources, and the availability of food. And with these deductions, they have come to conclusion that the world, the whole world, can sustain itself up to the year 2050. Unless something is done, unless something is done, if nothing is done and the world continue to grow, the population continue to grow as it is growing today, and nothing changes, by the year 2050, the world will come to an end. This is what the scientists have predicted. But my dear brother, my dear sister, this prediction of the scientists is only 25% accurate. Only 25% accurate. But there is a third way by which we can know about what is going to happen in the future. And that is the way of scriptural declarations. This proves to be most accurate of all predictions into the future. Indeed, there are 735 different events that is foretold in the Bible. And out of this, 596 has already happened. And this represents about 80%. And this is about 80% accurate. The remainder 20% are events in the future that are yet to happen. For example, in Isaiah 9:6, the Bible says that the government will be on the shoulder of Jesus. But when Jesus Christ came onto this world, the government has never been on his shoulder. This means that this event is something that is going to happen in the near future. So my people, looking at all these three ways of knowing the future, your horoscope, scientific deductions, and the Bible, which happens to be accurate, why don't people depend on the Bible to know what is going to happen in the future? But rather, people read their stars, they visit other places just to know their future. Today, I'm preaching to you on the theme, set your hearts on things above. To set your heart on things above means that we are to keep thinking about the things above and not about things on this earth. For example, as I've told you, the Bible is about 100% accurate in all the prophecies. So many years ago, the Bible said that a time will come when nations will rise against nations. People will become lovers of money and a whole lot. All these have happened, showing the accuracy of the Bible. Please, now, we are in the year 2022. We are in the year 2022. So I want to ask each and every one here a question. Just add 50 years. Add 50 years to your years. And let me ask you, so if you add 50 years to 2022, it is going to be 2072. Now, ask yourself, by the year 2072, those of us in this hall, where shall we be? We are now in the year 2022. And so when we add 50 years to 2022, it's going to be 2072. So by 2072, if you are 50 years and you add 50 years to it, you will be 100 by then. But of all the obituaries that I've been seeing, I see 86, 84, 42, 21, 22, and the rest. So if you add 50 years to your years, and by the year 2072, I don't think most of us will be existing. And the spirit that lived in us, that made it possible for us to move about, for us to go around, for us to do anything that we have been doing, where would that spirit be? I don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying, I'm saying, I'm saying, me ya hon hon na me woni padua yi mu enti na me timu ni mo kasa se hon hon no fi ni padua yi mu a ni padua no kohe God who created us, he gave us the free will to do everything that we want to do. So we can choose to do everything that we like. Onyame obo nipa no, wa mo nipa te se robot. Anka onyame hu ya, anka obo nipa te se robot. Enti ofa remote control, umia ne se ya no asori, umia ne se ya no atransi, umia ne se ya no, but onyame amo nipa sa. God created man with the free will. Onyame bo nipa no do nipa pe e de man no. Enti wo wa hai sɛ wo pɛ sisi a wobɛtumi asɔre akɔ wo pɛ so a wobɛtumi atra ha atie nyame asɛm a yɛrekɛn. And this is why today we are asking that of all the things that you can do whilst you are on earth, make sure that you set your heart on things above. That does not mean that you should not try to create wealth. That does not mean that you should lead a life to the full whilst you are on this earth. But in thinking about issues of this earth, you must also think about issues above. Because this world is a temporary place that we are staying. We have a permanent place to live in heaven. Eternity is too long a time to spend it in the wrong place. As for this earth, the maximum we can be will be about 120 years. And today, God wants us to remember, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. There, the Bible is telling us that we must all, please can you project that very, yes. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one of us may receive what is due us, the things we done while in the body, whether good or bad. Adafunum onyami asem e katre yen se. Yewa asasi suwa yeti. A time is going to come when the spirit that lives in us is going to leave this body. Now, as a spirit didn't live with this body, it is going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And so, whatever you did whilst you are in the body, whether good or bad, you account for it. And because of that, whilst we are on earth, we must be very cautious. This morning, we read about a rich man who had everything. So he said to himself, oh, my soul, you have everything. So enjoy yourself. Today I'm going to pull down my bands. Because I said, be aware, it's a new one. Build a new one. But where they were saying, no, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself because you have everything. And then Jesus is saying, you fool, tonight, and I do you okoda, okra na etu mu no, ye be gie from sam. Tonight, if you go to sleep, your spirit will be taken away. And you will tell us who enjoy that all the things that you have acquired. Adofonom de be paka kosi ale se. Asasi swa ye ti. We are living here temporary. This world is not our home. Our home is going to be either hell or heaven. One day it will go away. And if that happens, where will the spirit in you go? So whilst you are on this earth, whilst our sins we try to think about things heavenly. Try to think about things spiritual in addition to whatever you are doing on this earth. One day, Sister B invited me party. And I'm a cause our party, no? Now, me if you hold on, Sister Anika tell me, say, Papa, sa wo bakwa, try na me ma package bi. Eti me bakwa no, and the sister ne de package bi mami. Me hwe mo no, meet pa wom, and nam bi shem, koku shem, afe me hwe na, track bi san shem. Eti me do fear pe, and me yi track no first. Me reading track and I track and I say, time is running. Are you prepared? A patio. So the sister was, and everybody was, they were enjoying, they were dancing, they were doing everything. By the end of the day, I came home with a pack, with a track that was telling me, say, time is running. Papa Usu, are you ready? If you were to get that pack and you were asked that question, say, time is running, eternity is at hand, are you ready? What is going to be your answer? People of God, today we read Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 11. And in Colossians 3, 2, the scripture says, set your mind on things above, not on things of this earth. There are some people who don't want to have anything to do with anything spiritual. And in verse 5 of Colossians, verse 5, the scripture says, put to death your members which are on the earth. And these members that the scripture says you should put to death in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Put to end, put to death. Sign me my word, we are Christonia. As you could kill it from your life. Don't do it at all. Number one, now what can I say? Fornication or sexual immorality. These things put to death. If you become a Christian, don't let them appear in your life. Put it to death. When I was talking about fornication, then some people are telling me, say, Papa, what they were doing is dating and not fornication. Whether dating or fornication, the scripture says that particular thing in there, put it to death. Okay? Bible say, sa uni wobi e shiemu. I was half kwen di enuswa. Uni wobi shiemu sa. Uni nipano abaya honam yeden baakon. Enti mabaya honam baakono. Baye biya e disa ni pakone chino. Te se uni ne ya wan. It was me by Taku. Ebi, I would you fear by phone you. But maybe there, about four, me fear, yeah, I'm a grape. A two mamma crying, I'm an old da. Me no, I bear there, Hunan Barco. It would you fear by phone you are. Me fear by phone there. So tight, it is a sin. Oh, my, your crying, sir, on Betaku. It is a, oh, your bar. That's the only mamma bear tank and I da. But before the raw mom cries on Betaku. And then he says, we should put to death uncleanness. And Nehemiah Huntier say, yeah, Christopher, my Nehemiah Huntier, we should put that to death. Evil desire, we should put it to death. Akono bonny, covetousness, any breath, all these things. The scripture says, if we become a Christian, we should not even think of this there, it should die at all in our lives. And then he continued to say, sir, when you go to verse 6 is talking about certain things. That the first one is those things that you should put to death. And then we don't have to even mention, because someone share all the sins in the Bible. Fornication, the Bible said free was it done. And when you take that apart, there are certain things that Christians, you must try to get rid of. Number one is anger, a bufu. Pan or hand the bufu da. Bible say, ye ma ye mbufu. Nansu so, ma ye ma a ya, en koto ye bufu so. Minumu bi an ibufu ne yira monena yaka 3 days. Eti 3 days, you know, a ya anto so. And the parking word the Bible so, and I went the Bible so. Obi sunene ni kuna ya kama Esanso mufi eso ada no ho bebere nti watu akwada baakum emu ho na oda. And then the scripture continued to tell us, if we want to set our minds on things above, then we should get rid of greed. We should get rid of that. And then also we should get rid of malice. People of God, the word is telling us we should think about things above, not things on this earth. And then he also talks about blasphemy. Blasphemy, literally, or then abususamka. And then filthy language, kasa inipaka, a fi awaho. As Christians, we should get rid of all this. And my master, I never will cry, my dream, no more, my man, you need not or so. As Christians, the scripture is telling us, and near my sister, you have been say, we should have mercy. Mercy. A humo bro, as a humo bro, a bayemu. I am yet kindness. And then we should love one another. We should not be lying to each other. And in anything that we do, we should have patience. And then we should forgive. Forgive. Forgive the sins of others. People of God, the Colossians, the epistle of Colossians, Paul wrote it to the people of Colossae. Turkey. He wrote to them because during that time, those people, they were pagans. And then everything that they do, they did everything immoral, like our world today. That was how Colossians were. And so Paul was trying to tell them, said, they should get rid of all those things and make sure that they concentrate on the word of God. They should concentrate on only things that are in the Bible. The Bible is the only guide. People of God, if you are going to some place and you don't know where you are going, how do you get there? Today, we get there by GPS, right? So, if you are going to 25 Heaven Street, you put 25 Heaven Street in the GPS, and the GPS will tell you, at this traffic light, turn left. At the next traffic light, turn right. Go straight for the next so-and-so miles, and then go so. It will direct you, and then in the end, it will tell you, you have arrived at your heart destination. In the same way, we want to go to heaven, but we don't know where heaven is. And so the GPS that is taking us to heaven is the Bible. And the Bible will tell you, if you want to go to heaven, don't fornicate. If you want to go to heaven, forgive. If you want to go to heaven, do this, do that. Don't do this, do this, do that. And if you are able to follow the Bible as the GPS of life, it will take you to the destination of heaven. But those who refuse to follow the GPS, they will be lost in the way. People of God, our time is far spent and we have a lot of activities to do. But I just want to read this to you. Romans chapter 12 verse 2, the scripture tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then also in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, the scripture says, do not lay up your treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves can break in and steal, but lay up your treasures in heaven. And so if you go to a church or you are in a group and you contribute more into that group, This is how I saw them here say, so we will have, what just go away, what just go away, what just go away, what just go away. That person, it becomes very difficult for that person to say, sir, I saw the Magi. Because in the Hunkum, what you say? By Obia and the Hunkum, and the Capra Crown Kumu, or Timuta to Crow and Tria, collection cross one. Yeah, praise the four beginning idea to collection. I know I fetch it. Hey, that person, 1, 2, 3 was a son of the Magi. I didn't tell because, Nehu, Nim, or more Kabia Wom. You see? But if your treasure is somewhere, always your heart will be at that place. So if your treasure is in heaven, always you will think about things of heaven. Now, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. People of God, today we have had the opportunity to listen to the word of God on set your heart on things above, because heaven is where we are going to live forever. And so whatever you are doing, everything that you are planning, make sure that spiritually you also think and plan about heavenly things. So you must develop a consistent prayer life. Any people who are, there are some people, they don't pray, they don't do anything. So even when they get food and they are going to eat, Lord, you know I'm hungry, blessed, bless. How can you be like that? Knowing very well, sir, even the air that you are breathing, it is God who has given you this air. And you should try every day. Pray without ceasing. If I'm telling you, maybe some question. Say, chi kasa muna, we mi send chi mu. Ya kasa obi no obi nkasa ase, ya chile say. Obi, onu obi nkasa, ase chile ne say. Say, mun te ase ya me chile mu, ase chile ne say, oni ni pakuna ya dey. Oma ya ka. E kwa ya ye fasu ni nyame kasa ene mpaya bo. He said, "Oye Christo ni na umo empire." He just said, "Uni nyame ayaka." Na mi bi sa wo, heaven time no so a, mo amuni nyame ayaka no, onyame obebi heaven gate na mam. Anu ye ni de mo amomfa. The word of God says, we should acknowledge that without God, we can do nothing. So onyame onka ho a entimi nyehwe biblia yetimi ye bia, whatever we are able to do, it is by the grace of God that we are able to do all these things. And good Christians must always try to put on the full armor of God. The full armor of God. This armor, according to the scripture, belt are they born. The belt you should put on, the belt I want the belt is truth, no cry. So Christo ni wouldn't no cry. At the with the belt I bow pants so. But so wouldn't no cry. At the say, wash your pants na bear man o na mukai. To wash your pants belt be a muscle. Now they do high bear day. And then you should have your bread place. Ah, and only righteousness. The shoe that you have on your feet should be the gospel of peace. And then you should have the sword of the spirit. The sword of the spirit. And that is the word of God. Bible says the word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword. Now it can pierce into onipa with bone marrow. Now with that you can defeat all the arrows that the enemy will try to throw against you. People of God, today I'm preaching to you that set your mind not only on things above, because a year see where there won't transfer forever. Definitely, one day, ube wu. Debbie, I'm a case. So, oh, sorry, Debbie, what? Yes, this is a way of woo. What? Yes, a bra way of woo. Or, Tanaba, sorry, no, so, yes, it was woo. And she said, oh, wow, this If I die today, where am I going? Everything in the world, you must see it from God's perspective. So, bringing this message to an end, let me ask this question. What occupies your time? If I'm told, all of us here, what occupies our time? And near man, I occupy your time, you know. Do we have anything godly in it? There are some people, the things that occupy their time, there is nothing biblical with it. There is nothing about God. There is nothing heavenly. What are your priorities? And how do you relate to things like power, riches, entertainment, and food? How do you relate to them? Thank God for everything that God has given to you. My last advice is that it is never too late. It is never, never, never too late to set your priorities right. It is never too late to think about things of heaven. It is never too late. It is only late when you are dead. So, from today, try to set your priorities right. There is no sin that God cannot forgive you. Moses, Oma Basua, Nepokoma Pino. Okokum Nipa. Oh, who say, Okokum Nipa, now some member out to know. Oh, Johnny. Oh, Johnny, no Koshia, Yamia, oh, Yaman by Moses, and you dear by any idea to you. Nanko, be all cordial with the other day. And it's a what you have no idea who are. Who say, what dear, would ye, and so Yame, obey to me in Sakam. Onyame betimi ni waye bibi etimanya ho se wo de de wadru no why say and now why yira. The last advice I'm can we pa no ma wie ni ne se ebinom yo ma dwen se nyame bi e ni ho onyame bi e ni ho onyame bi e ni ho ampa wo de my advice I'm dey man ni se ye wadwen se onyame bi wo ho na wo ti asase sui. Set your mind on things above. Set your mind on things heavenly. Na di onyame akase ye di so. Na se wu na wo ko na onyame bi ani ho a. Ade a walu so a ye wo time a wo si wa ha de som no. Na mum sa wo ti asase sui. Wan som onyame no. Na se wu na wo ko na se onyame bi wo ho. E na wan som no a. Minua sa time no. It will be too late. You cannot come back. It's Obadema, the Makatra, we pay home. Now, sir, who never knew me anymore? With the fair from today, obey to me at the Huama Rade, for my empire. A Radin Yankopon, Papa Yada was sick. Bebre, now the Abacatra, Woma. You have spoken to your children today that they should set their hearts on things above. Whatever they are thinking in this world, they should make sure that they think about things heavenly. Oh Lord Almighty, I know that the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Father, help your children to be able to change from their way of life and to set their minds on things above so that when you appear in your glory, nobody in this sanctuary today will be a lost soul. But where you are prepared for your children, each and everyone here will get access to your throne of grace. We thank you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.